The Chicago Blackhawks point streak has now reached 5 games with a chance to make it 6 straight tonight as their opponents, the LA Kings, went the distance last night down in Nashville in a shootout loss. So for the Hawks, this is an opportunity to capture a couple home points from what may well be a tired opponent. Bedard facing off with Byfield to get it started, and the drop of the puck were underway in the Hawks' control. Cody Ceci of the Kings. Pope checks into center ice. Mikheyev runs into Alex Turcotte, front of the Kings bench, strips the puck away. Into the Kings zone, put it in the long goal, they score! And I believe this is going to be Connor Bedard's goal. He tipped it just enough to get it past Forsberg. At 7:04, period number one, the Hawks take a 1-0 lead. And it is going to be Connor Bedard's marker. From the far side board, Green spun it behind the net up the near side. Renzel took it away. Then lost the puck to Dano of the Kings. The Kings are back 2-on-1. Laferriere into the Hawk zone. Left circle will fire. He scores. We're tied at 1 as Laferriere scoring for the Kings at 3:30 of period number 2. Dickinson near the left point. Fires toward the net. Block. And a pass ahead now to Kevin Fiala. Breaking into the Hawk zone down the slot. He couldn't get a shot away, but he ties a wrap around and he scores. Fiala could not get free to fire a wrist shot because he was being defended by 2 Hawk players, but instead he looped in behind the net, came out the backside, a wraparound shot, and a goal, and it's 2-1 LA. Ushinov drove it around just over the line to center ice. Kempe for the Kings back into the Hawk zone. Put it down to Turcotte beside the net. He jams it in on goal, and Soderblom down with a butterfly save. Boy, Arvid Soderblom 2 years ago would have moved off that near post because he was going to try and anticipate the player's moves and stay in position to make the save. This time, he's hugging that post, making that shooter take the difficult shot. Edmondson put it around up the far side. Kempe clears it all the way down. It banks out in front of the net. Armia moves in and shoots and scores. This is an empty net goal. And the Kings, with 1:08 left on the clock, now lead 3-1. As time winds off the clock, and it's official. For the first time this season, the Blackhawks have lost a game by more than 1 goal as the Kings take the measure of the Blackhawks here tonight 3-1.